Watch me.
His name is
Watch me.
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
From New York. I'm sorry. On his way back to New York. From Turks and Caicos, where he did a one-day conference. Reverend Al, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And let me say that as I watched the vicious attacks in Brussels from here in Turks and Caicos, where I did this one-day conference, one of the things that comes to mind is there's no justification or rationale for the killing of innocent lives, no matter what purpose, what cause. But we also must challenge those as they deal with terrorism, to deal with all terrorism, not only the domestic terrorism that we've seen in the United States, from Oklahoma to what we've seen, the shootings at schools, to the shootings in Chicago in the streets. But have we forgotten Boko Haram, who kidnapped hundreds of young African girls, that everyone was up in arms for a month or two and seemed to have forgotten, and most of those girls have not been recovered? Have we forgotten what has happened in Kenya and in other parts of Africa? It seems like even in the fight and the war against terrorism, that we are selective and exclusionary as to what terrorist attacks and what terrorist victims we keep front and center in the global mind and in the mind of the United States. For a Republican candidate, Ted Cruz, to talk about patrolling Muslim communities when we have Muslims that have served in armed forces and have been loyal to this country, Muslims that have helped fight terrorism, but made none of those suggestions when Boko Haram and others have pillaged parts of Africa and parts of the third world. We need to say, yes, we are better than that. We will stand against terrorism wherever it is, whether it's Paris or Belgium, but we need to call out that they only have selective outrage, what only fuels the terrorists and make the situation worse and more dangerous on a global level for everybody. Let's stand up against all mass killings. Otherwise, you lose the moral authority to stand up against any.
I understand. You're right, Reverend Al.